And it's colder to turn on your side. And I know you are up in 2 hours, but we didn't get tonight.
Hello again, this is once again Peanutter and Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everybody has a good morning and a safe week. Enjoy our last song. Thanks.
Don't ruin now. Between the sheets, and I creep in, and everything's loud, and I'm sorry I've woken you now. Tonight we don't have tomorrow, so I'm done whispering, done whispering.
He's always asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Sunday Morning Madness is back for another week.
Unbelievable.
Wow, they changed the date for us. It's Monday, December.
I did it. Thank you.
It's like a bank in here. Someone's coming around changing the date. It's Monday, December 4th, and we're back. What'd you expect? 7 o'clock in the morning. What else are you going to be doing on Mondays, huh?
Nothing. Literally
sleeping,
nothing.
I guess, but that's what we're here for. Your cup of coffee in the morning, Monday Morning Madness. This is still Adam Kirchable and your lovely friend, Kat.
Yeah.
Kat's making peace signs, but there are no cameras in the radio station.
It's okay. I just feel it helps me speak better.
All right, works. Hey, you got that shirt on from... Where was the donations drive?
I gave my senior gift of a very generous amount, a.k.a. not very generous
25, 50 cents sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, kids, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts University's best radio station. We got a lot to talk about. This new Miguel album came out. Kevin and I are both loving it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a damn good show, and we're going to start it off the same way we do every show. With a little bit of, what's this today? Some Genesis, remember them? Oh, I should probably turn the music on if we're going to listen to music on the show, huh? When do they do the count off? One, two, oh, maybe not yet. There it is. All right, Genesis.
Down on my luck again. us has to go.
Let's keep it business. Let's keep it casual. Let's keep it fun, you and me. So you can see when fish do the whole business. Let's keep it casual. Let's keep it fun, you and me. So you can see when fish do the whole.
Love is like a big ski mountain. You hike all the way up and you fly right down. Everyone stops.
Talking Heads there with Psycho Killer on Monday Morning Madness.
Great classic.
Yeah, a classic. We got a lot of new music there. One new song, and then we're going to play another new song. We just played Business Casual by Wolfpack.
Yeah.
And that is probably, what, 3-4 weeks old at this point?
Yeah.
Actually, more, like a month.
Yeah.
Just a month ago that
came
out.
I still haven't, like, really sat and listened to the album, but, like, the new songs pop up on my Spotify recs. So this one was, I was driving to it this weekend, and I was like, oh.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great little album.
Yeah, I really enjoy all of their albums. So.
Well, speaking of new music, we have to talk about Miguel's new album.
It came out,
what is today, the 4th? It came out 3 days ago on the 1st.
Yep.
What was that, Friday?
I don't even know.
It was Friday.
It was
indeed.
A really nice way to open the weekend, open cuffing season. Like, it's just really, I was telling Adam, like, I got to see Miguel live, and it was, like, such an overwhelming concert because Miguel was the opener, and then it was Drake, and it was the Nothing That Was the Same era.
Wow.
And so it was just like I was senior year, so like my 18-year-old self was just like, wow.
That's very romantic.
Yeah. And I went with like one of my best friends, male friends. So it was just like, I don't know how to feel about seeing this with you.
Oh, but it is such a great album though. I was trying to explain to one of my friends like why I listen to Miguel or what I think Miguel is good for. He almost seems to walk the line for me between this like very raw emotional artist that, for example, Frank Ocean will have and then or will portray, and then someone else who's very, I don't want to say shallow, but who's very like, you know, a partier. I'm thinking like The Weeknd.
That's
and
really
I feel like you combine Frank Ocean and The Weeknd, you get somewhere Miguel in the middle because these songs are neither too crazy nor too emotional. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say, like, I don't know if I would, like, throw Miguel on at a party.
No, yeah, for sure.
But he has a couple songs, like, I think the one we're going to play that could work with it.
Yeah, so we'll let you decide for yourselves, listeners. I'm going to play you Caramelo Duro, which is, you know, if this were a Spanish radio station, we probably wouldn't be able to play it on air.
Yep.
But since it's English, the FCC doesn't need to know. So we're going to play you that one because you can't forget that Miguel is also of Hispanic descent. It's very fun. So we wrote this whole song in Spanish, and it's very, very good. And I'll stop talking about it and let you listen to it off of Warren Leisure. This song is 3 days old, so enjoy, folks.
Caramelo duro,
que te vuelva loca,
Tame Impala there, in case you couldn't tell, with
so
a list of people to try and forget about, which is off of their B-sides of Currents. The album is, let me tell you, the album is technically called Currents B-Sides and Remixes. Actually pretty interesting. I have never seen that before, and now I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, Spotify picks most of my music for me, so...
So basically what we get on the show is an extension of Spotify's algorithms on Catherine.
Well, I mean, every Friday they do the Release Radar playlist, and so it's like based on the artist that I follow, they like... find other people that are releasing current music, or like just find music they think I would like.
I don't know where that playlist is on my Spotify.
I don't know.
Is it? There it is. New Music Friday and Release Radar.
Yeah. So every Friday I listen to that and it helps me. Yeah. And then I was telling Kercheval I have like monthly playlists. So every month I have like playlists of music. So
yeah. Dang. Well,
I guess
I gotta get back on my crap here. This is wow, look at all these new songs that are being released. This is such an eclectic mix that Spotify has made for me.
Yeah.
There's like this Carmel Duro is right in there. And then there's some Imagine Dragons in here. What does Spotify think I listen to?
I hate to tell you, but some of the things you talk about.
Yeah, but I don't, God, man, what a morning. Also, this is really unrelated, but I listened to our show from last week yesterday just to like see what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I listened to my own voice and I was like, ugh, is that what my voice sounds like?
Yeah, that's me with my laugh. When I hear my laugh, I'm just like, oh,
all
learn how to breathe.
All
like.
Self-conscious about the way I sound, so.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Well, hey, listeners.
Very interesting.
Sorry.
we're just having a self-conscious moment here in the studio this morning, as happens every Monday morning, really, for everyone.
Yeah.
So, the exciting news in the studio is that we don't have to play two PSAs anymore, because apparently donation season is over.
Wahoo!
And what's even more exciting is that we appear to have just gotten four new PSAs uploaded onto our machine.
Yeah.
Three holiday and winter related PSAs, and one PSA that is called Hearing Loss, quote unquote, Cake. So
we're going to play that one.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it's going to sound like, but we're all going to find out right now.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
All right.
That was so depressing.
Yeah, that was really not fun. Well, I mean, yeah, I definitely, like, I can't imagine being, like, a rock star and, like, blasting your ears like that. So.
I just wish that they had some sort of, like, if they could just mark on the PSA board, like, which PSAs are going to be sad and which PSAs are going to be not sad, that would really help me.
Yeah. Now I'm in a funky mood.
And now I'm curious about Paul McCartney Holiday. We were just talking earlier before the show about Christmas music, and I was trying to convince Catherine to let me play some Christmas music on the air, but...
Refuse.
She says no.
It's maybe. Like the week leading up to Christmas is my only time that I listen to Christmas music. Because, like, they just saturate the radio.
They do.
And
they
it's
really
the
do.
Same songs over and over again. It's like, how many Drummer Boy versions do I need to listen to?
I kind of like it, though, because every artist has their own covers of Christmas music, which I think sometimes can be really good. Like, Miley Cyrus, I know you don't like her, did a great cover of whatever it was. She just did released a Christmas song. Now I have to Google it, but it was really good.
Well, I mean, I think you can definitely, like, go to the artist. Like, Sam Smith probably has a Christmas album. I would listen to a Sam Smith Christmas album.
Miley did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, I'm sure that
probably
she would do,
good.
Yeah, well with that.
And of course, Bruce Springsteen has a bunch of Christmas songs, and those are really good.
I'm sure they are.
So I don't know.
I don't like hate Christmas music, but I can only listen to a certain amount.
Yeah, no, that's totally valid.
Yeah, Kirch and I were talking about we're both. Well, I'm very grinchy. Kirch is kind of grinchy. So, yeah, my mom's like, don't you bring that attitude back home. And I was like, no promises.
That's what the holidays are for, just being cranky, right?
Yeah. Christmas with the cranks.
That's right. Well, speaking of Christmas music, I am going to see LCD Sound System on Friday, which is very exciting. So I want to play one of the singles from their newest album because I need to start listening to all their stuff again just to get back in the mood. And they also released a Christmas song 2 years ago, which was weird because they were fully broken up by that point. It was very strange to me.
All right.
But that was the beginning of LCD Sound System coming back from the dead when they released that Christmas song in 2016.
Christmas Miracle. Oh.
But since Kevin doesn't like Christmas music, we got to play a different one. So from American Dream that was released on October 6th, 2017, here's Tonight, which is my favorite song in the album, by the way, even though I'm kind of a sellout and it's like the most poppy. I like it.
It's okay.
Everybody sing the same song. It goes tonight, 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 tonight. I never realized these artists thought so much about dying. But truth be told, we all have the same end. Could make you cry, 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 cry. But I'm telling you, this is the best news you're getting all week. Oh, sure, it's ruling the airwaves. What remains of the airwaves? And we're frankly thankful for the market psychology you're hipping us to. But all the hits are saying the same thing. There's only tonight, 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 tonight. Man, life is finite, but shit, it feels like forever. It feels like forever.
Always. stand there all alone. Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive.
Elephant there with Cigarette Daydreams. Almost forgot what that song was called.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorite albums.
Yeah, really, really great. We just determined that both of us like Cage the Elephant, and I assumed Catherine liked it.
Yeah.
But I had never asked, and now we know, folks.
Hey, that's friendship.
Well, it's 7:54 in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is just about wrapping up. I've got one more by David Bowie tracked up for you, and then I'll let you on your way. Anything you want to wrap up with, Catherine? Anything you want to say?
I have a lot of feelings.
Just in general?
Yeah, I don't know. Kirshav and I have been having some interesting off-mic conversations.
Yeah.
And I'm very contemplative right now.
Wouldn't you guys like to tune in and listen to what we're talking about?
Could be a fly on the wall in the studio. Let me just clarify. No tension. I'm not mad at Kirsch. I'm just in my head about other things.
We're just having deep convos here at 7:50 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, ladies and germs. It's time to get moving on the week. Here's David Bowie for you. We'll wrap you up. Thanks for listening. Once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam.
I'm Kat.
And this has been Monday Morning Madness. We'll see you next week. You know where to find us.
Pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. he frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van on there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a thing.
All night.
She wants a young American. She finds a slinky vagabond because as he passes a void in my steam. Heaven forbid she'd take anything but the freak and his title for nothing.